At our interview on a Friday in his office, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich wears a blue suit, red tie, and black Nikes. I compliment his shoes, and Brnovich says they get him flack from fellow Republicans. The thing is, for Brnovich, the culture war over Colin Kaepernick does not tip the scale against being fiscally conservative.
So I'm not going to, like, get rid of a bunch of shoes that are perfectly good, so...
Brnovich has been Arizona's top lawyer since 2015. He says he turned the attorney general's office around from dark days of scandal and low morale by making good on a promise to be a lawyer for the people.
We have returned more than $40 million in individual restitution to victims since I've been AG.
He gives examples of lawsuits against Volkswagen, Theranos, and opioid manufacturers. He says they were all to protect Arizonans.
If you look at what we've done, we've made sure that we are emphasizing prosecuting crimes against the most vulnerable.
But Brnovich has also made legal choices his detractors say are partisan. Getting into a legal battle to end Obamacare is one example. And then there's the recent fallout over the wording his office added to Proposition 127, which would require Arizona to use more renewable energy. With money from California billionaire Tom Steyer, an ad blitz by the group Clean Energy for a Healthy Arizona has aimed to tie Brnovich to Arizona Public Service Company, which opposes Prop 127. Brnovich's lawyer has threatened legal action over the, quote, false and malicious statements, if the ads aren't taken down.
And I hope people can see through this BS, because that's what it is. It's a pile of crap. It's based on innuendo, false accusations.
Brnovich admits he's frustrated by politics and says if voters give him a second term, he won't seek a third.
Next up, I would like to invite the candidate for Attorney General.
January Contreras is Brnovich's Democratic challenger. Her and other female candidates recently pitched to voters at a shared workspace for women business owners and entrepreneurs.
We need a new Attorney General because we need someone in there who's going to fight for people. Bottom line.
Contreras says Arizona has gone backwards on transparency and accountability. If elected, she says she'd follow the example set by former state attorneys general Janet Napolitano and Grant Woods.
They led that office with integrity, with professionalism, and I will too.
Contreras worked for Napolitano, was a prosecutor, and started a nonprofit. She says she'd be a check on the most powerful people in state government, which is controlled by Republicans.
For heaven's sakes, where do we bring some balance back to our leadership in this state so that people are being held accountable and not getting away with everything?
It's unclear if Contreras got a bump from the attacks on Brnovich by Clean Energy for a Healthy Arizona. Whether the ads are taken down or not, voters will reveal the campaign's effectiveness on Election Day. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.